This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone case study, deferring a $500,000 gain, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Sometimes the easiest way to understand the Opportunity Zone strategy is to walk through an example. This case study follows a hypothetical investor, Kalha the investor, who realizes a $500,000 capital gain from selling appreciated stock and chooses to invest it into a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, rather than pay the tax now. We'll trace the starting gain, the decision to invest over paying tax, the deferral and reinvestment, the 10-year tax-free outcome, and a side-by-side comparison to a taxable path where she simply pays the tax and reinvests the rest. Critically, this entire scenario, the investor, the $500,000 gain, the assumed returns, and every figure, is illustrative only, a hypothetical composite created to explain the mechanics, not a real client, a prediction, or a promise of results. Actual results vary widely and depend on the investment's performance, tax rates, and the current rules. Oz rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current law and run your own numbers with your CPA. This is educational information, not investment or tax advice. Our hypothetical investor sells a long-held stock position and realizes a $500,000 long-term capital gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.